107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's back. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with a very special T-shirt on. I think he's been wearing since last Saturday.
Good morning, Martin. I know Catherine's trying to peel it off me, but not in that sense. But it is getting a little stinky. But you know what? Great things are worth, you know, celebrating and continue to celebrate. And we know we have a celebration of CJCS. The Centennial Family Fair, what an amazing event.
Oh, again, we partnered with the Stratford Festival along with Downtown Stratford BIA. We had just a perfect day weather-wise for that. Great crowds for that, Martin.
Great crowds. You know, the entertainment and the activities for everyone. Talking about the entertainment, Hannah Thomas, Steve Ray, Dana Manning. Wow, you know, a big shout-out to Dave Elliott and the entire CJCS team. That was a community event. It was so amazing. I couldn't think of a better location. I keep thinking Market Square and how it's being utilized. Just a wonderful event. And as my T-shirt spells out here, I love CJCS. And a few things I shared on Saturday is its interest and promotion of events and organizations in the community. The other piece I shared, it's living proof that radio works, you know, and especially in a town where the community is so engaged in so many things, whether it's buying local, whether it's working local, whether it's supporting a local organization. So I guess as Lloyd Robertson put it, we were celebrating a century of community on Saturday. And you know, the celebrations continue. I'm not done with it yet, so, absolutely. As you
exactly.
can see.
Exactly. You know, so. Again, Martin, thank you so much. And thank you for the presentation for Dave Elliott. That was so appreciated.
Yeah,
thank you
know,
for that.
I think it's important for us as a city to recognize those positive things. And as I've suggested that day or acknowledged that day, CJCS is part of the fabric of our community, as are so many different businesses and organizations. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And thanks to everyone who made it just an absolutely wonderful and very memorable day for our CJCS 100th. Well, we go from CJCS to AMO.
Yes, AMO. Yes. And certainly AMO, it takes up yearly some time from mayors, counselors, staff members from across the 444 municipalities across Ontario. It was from last Sunday to Wednesday. I wasn't in Ottawa the entire time, but it celebrates 125 years of existence. So, you know, it's working together as municipalities to have a greater influence. And as the mayor of Kingston put it, perhaps we can bake a bigger pie if we work together. And so, you know, and once again, as the mayor of Ottawa suggested, that we have the same challenges in all municipalities, but, you know, different scale, whether it's homelessness, the housing, transit, climate change, infrastructure, inflation, aging population. These are challenges that hit the municipality first. So if I could just touch on a few highlights.
Sure.
I think the number one piece, the number one concern that was brought forward was that around homelessness. And it's not, it used to be a big city issue. It's across our nation. It's across our province. It's global. And we know it's not a standalone issue. We know that other issues of mental health and addiction feed into it. You know, there was a call to actually forming its own ministry, its own minister of homelessness. And that person would be in charge of trying to do a better job of navigating this challenge. So that was one, and there were many of things. I won't mention them all, but certainly housing was big. The cost of infrastructure, I've said this before, we know that municipalities across the province own and try to maintain two-thirds of all the infrastructure. And to pay for that basically on tax levy, grant dollars and user fees. That's a struggle. So there's a big push for that. Housing's another big one. I know they've come out a $1.2 billion housing fund that we weren't successful in, the Housing Accelerator Fund. But there's a second round of $2 billion. You know, the enabling water system, which is providing, you know, infrastructure support for housing. So we continue as municipalities to try to engage the province with more funding that is stable and consistent instead of it being meted out. And so, you know, we had a chance to delegate. We delegated with regards to a project that we're hoping to do, and it fits well in with our climate action program. The delegation, I'll talk more about that next week, delegation with Mike Harris, and I've never thought I would ever talk about the Minister of Red Tape Reduction, but we had delegation, a successful delegation, as we talk about the possibility of doing solar energy at the Rotary Complex.
Okay.
But it's all about regulation, because we would produce more energy on that site than what the site uses. And so it would be an opportunity for Stratford Festival Hydro, who are great partners with the city, to generate power there, but use it in other facilities. So lots of conversation. The other piece that in that delegation, it was not very often does it go on to another topic, because the topic there was red tape reduction, but the minister talked about inner city transportation and how's it going with Stratford. And you know, I did have the opportunity to meet with the minister, the deputy minister of Transport Canada, to talk about intercity transit. Today, I'm meeting with VIA to talk a bit more about what can we do to work alongside with Metrolinx, GO, Onyx, and PC Connect. And the philosophy has changed. It used to be that of competition. Now it's one of collaboration. Let's see what we can do to work collectively and collaborate to offer the best service to the residents of municipalities.
We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and more community get-togethers happening there, Martin?
Yes, and thank you for this. And this spins out of the tragedy that occurred on the Bradshaw, you know, on Bradshaw Street, the shooting that occurred that truly has rocked our community. So it's a chance to get together. It's tomorrow, this Thursday, from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. at the community hall. It's bringing community together. We know everybody's been impacted, some directly, some indirectly, and we know people respond differently to tragedies of this level. And so we're bringing together the community, but we're also bringing together the Stratford Police Services. You know, those first responders also have had impact that stay with them. So Stratford Police Services, Canadian Mental Health Association, Choices for Change, formerly, Victim Services Huron Perth, who played a huge part thus far and continue to play, and the Stratford Council of Churches. And so we're bringing people together just to share the same air in one of the pods. I think it's Pod C at the Rotary Complex, to have a coffee from Tim Hortons. Thank you, Tim Hortons. A water, maybe a Timbit. And we're bringing along a little bit of comfort food with regards to Richard and Ruth Knider and their ice cream. But we continue to have work to do to ensure people, one, that we care, and that we want to provide an opportunity for you to get together. There'll be no speeches. It's not about that. It's rubbing shoulders and sharing stories and emotions. So a big invite to the community tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m.